If I could encourage you, please turn to John 14. John 14. And I'll read verses 1 to 11, if I could. Let me read these verses. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. So if your translation is a little bit different, please just bear with me. It should be pretty much the same. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Can I open us in prayer? Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for your holy word, and we pray that you might use it to instruct us, to stir us and inform us, and to rebuke us and challenge us and comfort us in all that you delight to do with your truth. O Lord, we know we have gathered here by your divine providence, and none of us are here by accident. Be pleased to use your word for your namesake. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know about you, but I am terrible with directions. And our brother Garth, who drove us, apparently he's as bad as I am. And we got here by using a GPS, global positioning system, that enabled us to follow that little thing and brought us here safely. And we have that. You can go pretty much anywhere you want. You never get lost, because I am so bad. I remember once I got lost going to a hospital. The elders required that I get a phone because I was getting lost so often. That was before GPS. Now I never get lost whenever I follow my GPS. We can go anywhere we want. You know, if guys hate to ask for directions, and I hate to ask for directions, I don't have to anymore. I follow the GPS. It can take us where we want to go. But when it comes to salvation, when it comes to heaven, only Jesus Christ is a way. We are sheep lost. We've lost our way. And Christ has to come and show us the way. And not a place or a direction. He himself is the way. And that's what I want to focus on today. In these verses, there's a great emphasis on the Father. You can find the reference to the Father in almost every verse. And it's in that context Jesus makes his relationship with the Father known. And he makes this startling claim of the seven I am statements in John. This is one of the most astonishing ones in verse 6. I am the way and the truth and the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. These are astonishing words. And in our generation, we don't like to hear it. That he is the truth. I want to go truth, life, and then way in that order and talk about its significance for you and me. Truth. Jesus is the only one that can reveal the Father. And no one can know the Father except through him. Even early on in John, he, Christ the Word, has made him known. That is, Christ can make the Father known. He's the only one that can enable a human being to know who God the Father is. You cannot know the Father without him. He is the truth. And wrapped up in him is that truth. So you can't know God without him. And that's what he is saying. Now look, my eyesight is getting pretty bad. I got these cheap glasses I wear, because I needed to see more clearly. And you can't see God except through Jesus Christ. He's the glasses, but not only the glasses, He's the one that can point you as a light and everything to who the Father is. He's the truth. You can't know Him without Jesus Christ. And the other thing is, He is a life. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, we read in chapter 1. And then later on in John, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly in chapter 10. He gives eternal life. You cannot have life without Him. Now, Jesus is very narrow for a reason, because He indeed gives life. You can get life nowhere else. You do not have life without Him. You cannot enjoy abundant life without Him. Cannot live forever without Him. Is it not passing strange that people really want to enjoy life, and they refuse the one who gives life? He is the life. But the thing I want to focus on is the way. And that's the thing that I think you and I struggle with. With the television and everything, now we can see the various countries all the time. I was able to watch a little bit of soccer last night. Barcelona played. Who got to watch that game yesterday? Oh, none of you did. I'm sorry, I did. Just a little bit. You could watch things that are happening on other continents. We have access to all kinds of countries and worlds. But Jesus is saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. And what He is saying is, you cannot get to the Father without Him. Jesus speaks of where I am going in this passage. And Thomas says, Lord, in verse 4, he says, you know the way to where I am going. Thomas asks him this question, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? That is, we don't even know where you're going. How can we even know the way? Because we don't know what you're talking about. Then Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And then Philip requests this. He talks about going to the Father. And Philip says, show us the Father, and that's enough. And Jesus says, do you not know me yet, Philip? When you see me, you see the Father. In the question of Thomas, in the request of Philip, there's an interesting truth. Jesus is the way to the Father, and when you see Him, you see the Father. There's no way else of knowing God the Father without Him. Jesus has already taught us in chapter 6 of John that no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, or unless it be given to him from the Father. The Father draws men to the Son, and no one can go to the Father except through the Son. The Father gives exclusive access to the Son, and the Son gives exclusive access to the Father. Now you're saying, okay, you've belabored that point. I mean, there's a reason for this. God in His mercy wants us to know Him. And that's why He sent the Son. Later on, or earlier on, Jesus talks about being the door. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. And when Peter preaches, he says, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. See, it's through Jesus we know the Father. It's through Jesus we have salvation. It's not impersonal. It's about the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the unique Savior. It is unmistakable. It's undeniable. It's very clear. The implications of Jesus' claim are enormous. What that means is, if Jesus is the only way, but that means because of His death on the cross for sinners, He's the only way to the Father if you believe in Him. And it has enormous implications for you and me. That means your religion cannot save you. That human effort cannot save you. That human morality, you're trying to be good, cannot save you. I was talking to an elderly man. I was sharing with him about how Jesus Christ is the only way, that without Him, there is no salvation. He said, Mark, wait, my parents died. And they were good people. You're saying they don't have salvation? He could not understand that. And he just turned me off at that time. Many people think if you're just good enough, you go to heaven. And they needed Christ. My friend needs Christ. You need Christ. When Jesus says, I am the way, that means all your human effort is not the way. You try to be good, it will not save you. It's through faith in Christ. The implications are enormous. Religion is not the way to the Father. Religions, polytheistic or monotheistic. Islam, Buddhism, whatever, it is not the way. None of them show the Father. And at best, there are expressions of human depravity we learn in Romans 1. And most likely, they're coming from the demonic source. Muslims do not know God. Buddhists do not know God. Only through Christ do you know God. Religion is not the way. But the devil has filled the nations with various religions to keep them occupied. But there's only one way. Nor are our ancestors the way unto the Father. In Korean culture and Asian culture, quite often they burn incense to the ancestors to somehow to ask them to bless them. Those who have departed is a way to somehow get a blessing. You cannot get to the Father through your ancestors. If they're dead, they're dead. You cannot access them. You cannot pray to them. You cannot call upon them because they have nothing to do with you unto the Father. It's only through Jesus Christ. What would you do if you, as a young man, or you hear about this story, you fall in love with this beautiful woman and you say to her, honey, you're my best girl. You're my main girl. I want to be with you, but you're not my only girl. Now, what will she say? She'll probably slap your face, right? Because you assume in a relationship it's exclusive. When Jesus says, I am the way, he's saying there is no other way. He wants you completely through him. No other religions, not through ancestors, nothing else. Nor is sincerity the way. Well, I tried. Sincerity is unfortunately a very common thing. You know, the person tries to be good. He really wants to know, but you know, he tries as much as he can. That is not the way. Jesus is the way. He closes every other way. Now, many find Jesus' claim to be a stumbling block. They think that this is narrow and arrogant. This absolute claim smacks of arrogance, pride. No one can know the truth. And they say this absolutely. You can't really know the truth, which is a contradiction. They think it is arrogant. Many think it's not even possible. It's at best unjust. It's not right that you know, some of you came to know Christ and there are people in Africa, they don't know about Christ. And you're saying he's the only way. They think that's wrong. Isn't that amazing? That God sees humanity lost in sin and he provides the only way. And we have the gall, the arrogance to say to God, that's not right. You can't just make it one way. In fact, if you're going to give a way, you're going to have to give it in the way we like. God gets to determine. And it's through his Son. You know, many seek to alter its meaning. Well, he's not the way. He is a way. That's not what the text says. Or he's the way for me. It may not be for you, but he's the way for me. That's not what the text says. He may be the way for Jews or for some people, some religions, but not the absolute way. But Jesus says, I am the way. Out of his love for sinners. Would you begrudge a doctor? If you came to him with this ailment and he says, look, this is the only way. This is the only way. You got to take this. This is the only way you're going to live. Because if you don't, you're going to die. And you say, how narrow of you to say that is the only way. We would never say that. Because once a doctor says it, you're like, okay, whatever it is, give it to me. I'll take it. And God is saying, ah, my son, he's the only way. It's amazing. We try to minimize its claim. We think he may be the better way, but I don't want to say he's the only way. But you see, that's what Jesus is saying. But think of it. If he isn't the only way, think of it. If Jesus isn't the only way and you share the gospel, it makes no claim upon them. You mean he's not the only way? Okay, I'll use another way. So the moment you believe that, it makes no claim upon a person at all. You can just push it away. Okay, that's good. That's good for you, but not for me. Jesus is saying, I'm the only way. It makes a claim upon people. It makes a claim clear. And what that means is Philip asks this request, show us the Father. It is enough for us. And Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father. And one of the things that John and the Bible teaches is you cannot have the Father without the Son. You can't have the Son without the Father. You will always have one or the other at the same time. So all experiences of God that you hear about, oh, you know, I know God, and this is the experience I had. And there's no reference to Christ. There's no mediation to Christ. There's no focus on Christ. Whatever experience I have of God or spirituality is not biblical. Whenever God is known, Christ is known. Whenever Christ is known, the Father is known. So the person that talks about, oh, I had this experience. I know it's not biblical, but I know this God because he spoke to me. And it doesn't refer to Christ. It is not of God. You see Jesus, you see the Father, you see the Father, you see Jesus. That's what the way unto the Father is. Let me draw some applications. Draw this to a close. If Jesus is the way unto the Father, no one can go to the Father except through him. It requires a decision from all of us. Are you one who says, Jesus is the way, and I will follow? For some, they need to believe and accept this. Do not think you can sit here and say, well, you know, he's one of the ways. I used this this past Sunday. You know, when I travel, I pack badly. I overpack. And I started early to come to Africa, so I started packing early. And I put a sock here and a sock there to put the books so they don't move around in the suitcase. And more socks here, more socks here. Then on the last day, last minute, I had to put my clothing together. So I put more socks. And I arrive and I have over 30 pairs of socks. I am not kidding. And then the lady washed them. Now I got 35 pairs of socks now. Again. Now, here's the thing. Why do I like to overpack? I like my options. I don't want to wear this today. I have this option. I like the options. But you can't take Jesus that way. He's the only option. And him you must believe alone for your salvation. And for others, it is not only to believe. You need to share him. If he is the only way unto salvation, the only way unto the Father, to your parents, to your friends, you must make him known. Because there's no other option for them. You sit on it, you don't speak about it, they will perish because there is no other option. Make him known. Make the way known to them. Rather than being offended, be glad and jubilant and thankful that our Father has made us known the way. What do we learn from this passage, even in this passage of Christ making himself known as the way? First of all, we learn that this is an expression of God's grace and kindness to sinners. We are lost and he came to show us the way, and his Son is the way. That shows something of God. He didn't have to. We rebelled, but in his kindness, he shows us his Son. He shows us in this passage his great patience. Thomas and Philip, they're not getting it. He doesn't say, "That's it. I've been with you all this time. You should have known." No. "Have I been with you this long, Philip? When you see me, you see the Father." He's patient. That's the kind we have. That's the kind of God we have, who is patient. And notice this, as Jesus is the way, we learn from the other texts of New Testament that none of us seek for God from Romans 3. There's none who seek him. Jesus is the way, but none of us will go after him. So you know what he does? He'll send his Spirit. And we'll gather the sheep. So we learn in 10:16, "I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice." The way actually goes out to bring them to the way. He'll bring his sheep in. A kind, compassionate Savior who arrests sinners and brings them to himself. That's the determination he has for sinners. And in all this, we learn of the heart of the Father, because he wants sinners to know him. He is the one who sent his Son the way, so you can know him. And if you know him, make him known. And if you want him as one of the ways, no, he's the only way. Give up the idols, give up the ancestor, give up other religions, anything else. He's the only way. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, thank you that you have sent Christ the only way unto you. And thank you in your mercy you have revealed your Son to us. We can behold him and believe in him, and by your grace follow him. And I pray for friends in this room who are struggling, who may have made Christ just one way among many, who's willing to hedge a bet, have mercy upon them, that they would throw all things away and have Christ alone. Thank you, Father, that Christ has come. Thank you, Father, you have sent him out of your love for sinners, that in Christ there is salvation. We bless you, O God, in Christ's name. Amen.